Amen. Saints of God, please turn with me to Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 10. And today we're going to be talking about the providence of God and what we mean by that. So if you turn to page 24 in your red booklets, you'll find Lord's Day number 10. And please respond to the questions. What do you understand by the providence of God? The almighty, everywhere present, power of God, whereby, as it were, by his hand, he still upholds heaven and earth with all creatures, and so governs them that herbs and grass, rain and drought, fruitful and barren years, meat and drink, health and sickness, riches and poverty. Indeed, all things come not by chance, but by his fatherly hand. What does it profit us to know that God created and by his providence upholds all things? That we may be patient in adversity, thankful in prosperity, and for what is future have good confidence in our faithful God and Father, that no creature shall separate us from his love. Since all creatures are so in his hand, that without his will, they cannot so much as move. Congregation, growing up in church, I don't remember hearing the word providence itself, but I do remember hearing phrases like, well, God is in control, and things of that nature. And when I thought about what that meant, I thought, you know, in terms of creation, you know, he causes the sun to rise, the moon to shine, and all these things in creation that we see, the trees, the rocks, the mountains, he causes the world to spin as they are. And then when it comes to us, as his people, when I heard the phrase, God is sovereign, God is in control here, well, God blesses us with good things. But when the bad things happen, he helps us get through them. And that was really the extent of my understanding of providence or God's sovereignty. And when I really started to understand what providence meant, my mind started to be blown away at who God is. Because you'll never see the phrase, God is in control. Not that it's not a truthful statement. It is a truthful statement. But the Bible always describes how he is in control. For instance, read Isaiah 40. I mean, just read Isaiah 40. That will humble you and bless you if you memorize that and know that to heart. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted by him less than nothing and worthless. He brings princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless. To whom will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their hosts by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one is missing. I mean, this is much deeper than just saying God is in control. Although, yes, it is helpful, but in and of itself, that statement is neutral. And not only is God aware of the affairs of this world, but he uses even the most powerful people on the planet as pawns according to his will. Guys like Putin are nothing before God. They pose no threat to his plans. Providence offers us much more than the Christian answer to good luck. Providence causes us to revere him. It causes us to worship him, which is why the Heidelberg Catechism begins in describing providence as the everywhere power of God, everywhere present power of God. And so, in another part of Isaiah 45, the Lord says this, that I am the Lord, there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all things. So there's nothing that the Lord cannot do. In the Psalms, the psalmist says that the Lord does all that he pleases. And of course, that passage in Isaiah 45 comes in the context of God using a pagan ruler to do his bidding, to do his will, that even though Cyrus will be the one to rescue the people of God from captivity, it's ultimately the Lord who is the one doing it. God does all that he pleases. So again, this helps us understand the everywhere present power of God. It's not a theoretical power. It's not a power that exists only in our in the figment of our imagination. The power of God is presently shown to us every day. How? Through herb and grass, through rain and drought, through barren years and fruitful years, through meat and drink, health and sickness, riches and poverty. All of these seasons, the Lord provides us for us in these in his providence. And all of these seasons, the Lord provides in his providence. Providence causes us to be in all of his power. And yet, because we are his sons, through way of adoption in Christ, he brings us a great deal of comfort. In the conclusion of that marvelous chapter in Isaiah chapter 40 that speaks volumes of God's sovereignty and his power over all things concludes this way. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of all things, the creators of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It ends with comfort, doesn't it? How he strengthens the weak. He makes them soar on eagle's wings. When we know that the Lord is on our side, we can be patient in adversity. We can be thankful in prosperity. We can look forward to the future with confidence, with good confidence. And you break that word confidence, what does it mean? Con, meaning with, fide, meaning faith. We can look to the future with faith in our faithful Father in heaven. Why? Why can we ultimately look to the future with faith? Because of what he has provided for you in his providence, redemptively. What does Paul tell us in Romans 8? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him or provided him for us all. How will he not also, along with him, give us all things? The devil cannot lay a finger on you without the Lord's permission. Dictators cannot make a decision outside of the Lord's control. You will not suffer harm. You will not enjoy a blessing unless the Lord sends it to you. And all of these things, he sees your life, it's in Christ. It's for his son's sake that he provides you all of these things, even when he sends you rainy seasons, even when he sends you sickness. The Lord is still good because of what he's provided for us in Christ. Amen. Let's conclude our summary there. Otherwise, I want to keep going.